definitely the ugly. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another rendition of Connecting the Dots out of Denver, Colorado, via, of course, Rolling Rock, Dallas, Texas area. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be on the Republic Broadcasting Corporation Company's radio lineup, and it's always an honor and a pleasure to address each and every one of you across America. And if you have some questions tonight, we're going to have a great guest, and the phone number is 1-800-313-9443. And hopefully each and every one of these guests brings something new to you and also shows you that it's just plain old Americans, average American citizens, just doing what they can do to change the course of history. And that, of course, is the big plus that happened today for any of you who remember or know or checked in with your Numbers USA website. Roy Beck and many of the other websites came out with, the Dick Durbin, senator from Illinois, who is a man who has no compassion whatsoever for the rule of law, none for representing U.S. citizens, and none for the U.S. Constitution, suffered a horrible defeat in the Senate today as the DREAM Act flamed down like a MiG out of the sky by a U.S. fighter plane. And they'll probably bring it up, Harry Reid, of course, the indomitable, how would you call Harry Reid? Is he somewhat like Ichabod Crane? Does anybody get a feeling of that he's an Ichabod Crane? Is he a man who is asleep under the tree? Is he a man who is out of touch? Is he a man too old to hold the job that he holds? And then who are the people that keep putting him into office is the great question. Nevada, I beseech you, get rid of Harry Reid. He doesn't do anything for American citizens. He thinks that speaking English in this country is racist. He thinks that sanctuary policy is a wonderful thing. And even though right there, and if anybody of you went out to News with Views or Rents.com today or DenverPost.com and the opinion forums or the Rocky Mountain News, I wrote a piece titled Sanctuary Policies of Newark and Phoenix and Denver are getting American citizens killed. If you want, go to the Rocky Mountain News, opinion forums, certainly the DenverPost.com, and you'll pick those up and see me, of course, blasting away with both barrels of reality. That's both barrels of reality. And hopefully that's the kind of information that you can use and to move against these people who obfuscate reality, obfuscate, cloud, ignore, suppress, or in any way they can deny what's going on in this country. And now, all of you know that I talk about the climate, I talk about the dangers that we face, the next out of 100 million Americans. And if you went on to Brian Williams tonight, I caught his last 5 minutes there on the water crisis that's been facing, of course, India, which is horrific. And last night there was the Africans who were sucking little straws to have the water filtered and, of course, stop the typhus and all the parasites that kill about 300 a day there in Africa. But, of course, those sucking straw techniques just don't work in the end because those straws plug up very quickly with all that filthy water over there. But he then came across and talked about how much water was used in America. And 400 billion gallons of water daily are used and wasted here in the United States. I mean, used and gone. And the average American uses 150 gallons each day. Now, I can tell you this. I use less than 50 each day just because I'm very conscientious and very conservative. But let's get to the evening and our guest tonight. And I'm excited to present them to you right after these words from our sponsors. Thanks so much for joining us at Connecting the Dots.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you again for joining us at Connecting the Dots, your station for learning, growing, becoming educated, inspired, and activated to save your country for the onslaught. And this onslaught, of course, even after the amnesty was defeated in June, continues anywhere from 8 to 10,000 illegal aliens crossing our borders every day. And as you noticed on the news, both last night and tonight, NBC, ABC, CBS showed where illegal aliens, terrorists, anybody can cross the Canadian border virtually undetected, virtually at any time, 24/7. So it shows you the farcicalness of guarding the border in Korea with 37,000 American troops at a cost that's just in the billions, because we've been guarding Korea's borders for 50 years now, and yet we are the most vulnerable nation in the world, with more people hating us than, of course, anybody hating Korea. And as you can imagine, no one has crossed into Korea from North Korea to South Korea in the last 50 years, but who cares? Let South Korea guard its own borders, for heaven's sakes. Why put American money and troops and lives, they're on a border that's been secured for 50 years. It's time everybody starts taking advantage of their own responsibilities in this world. We cannot continue. And one of the things about Ron Paul, he said that once he gets into the presidency, he would withdraw the 460,000 troops in 144 countries around the world and simply get our troops back home here and take care of business at home. And just before we get to our guest tonight, let you know this. All hosts on RBN have a chat room, and RBN has this chat room on the homepage for all listeners to communicate with each other and the hosts of RBN. Now, I ask that you check with me at frostyw@juno.com or my website, www.frostywooldridge.com, and that way I will get to you because I'm always on my – I start in the mornings around 5:45, and I'm working until 10, 11 o'clock at night. I'll be gone this weekend. I'll be in Washington, D.C. I'm going to get to see Bob and Kay Stewart. I'm just very excited about that. I'm going to get to see my brother Howard and his soon-to-be bride, and that's going to be very exciting. And I get to see Howard and, of course, his horse, Misty. For those of you who are horse lovers, you know that my brother Howard rode across America on Misty, 3,400 miles coast to coast, and the book is on my website, Across America on Horseback by Smooth Georgia Mist, which, is, of course, means it's written by the horse, and it's called Misty's Long Ride. Also, for those of you who are so excited, you can check out numbersusa.com, alipack.us, fairus.org, thesocialcontract.com, and firecoalition.com. Those are the top websites, along with others, balance.org, that will really help you make a difference in the future of this country. And also, for those of you who are interested, the DVD, Freedom to Fascism, is on the website. Go to, if you want to connect with the Republic Broadcasting, go to republicbroadcasting.org. And if you have to write a letter, it's at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. 78664, and that will get you in communication. But I like this chat room deal on the homepage. Talk to the folks that are really bringing you this information, and every one of the hosts at RBN and John Statmiller really gives you quite the lineup. I hope you're also enjoying my friend Ken Ludwig on Saturday mornings with his What We're Thinking show from 9 to 11. He brings you some very positive information. And now, let's get to Shane Graber. He's from Colorado in the Denver area, and he was born and raised in Colorado. He's married, 32 years old, with two young children, and he's currently working on the online industry, and he's also worked in the construction trades for 10 years while getting his education. He's had various jobs from radio to food service, and in fact, serves food service in jails. Of course, he wasn't serving time, just earning a wage. And he graduated from Metro State College, and one of my boys is going to Metro State College right now. Trevor's now in his second year there, and so Metro is just an outstanding school. And it's just really a pleasure because what Shane Graber has done is created a website. And the website is something that I really encourage you to go to. It's www.usconvoy.com, www.usconvoy.com, and you can email admin, that's admin, at usconvoy.com, and he'll answer all your questions. He and his wife are just plain American citizens. I happen to live in Colorado, could live in Maine, could live in Florida, could live in Michigan, could live in Idaho, doing their part to change the course of history. And, of course, what they've been doing has made the difference as far as stopping the amnesty, stopping the DREAM Act, and changing the course by getting this critical tipping point going. And so it's really a pleasure. Thanks for joining us on the show tonight, and it's really a pleasure, Shane. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm really excited because you are the entrepreneurial, creative American that says, I don't like something, I don't like what's going on, I'm going to do something. Could you explain what brought you to create the USConvoy.com website, and what's its main purpose, and what kind of successes have you had thus far?
Well, basically, it stems from frustration and overwhelming anger about seeing what's happening in this country today. And really, the driving goal behind the website was to spread awareness. One of the main things that everybody I talk to, or anybody I'm sure you've talked to, they're frustrated and upset. They don't know what to do, and they always ask, what can I do? How do I take action? Who can I talk to? And really, the best thing that anybody can do is get the word out to whoever they know, to their friends, to their relatives, spread the word to everybody that they can. And that's the main driving goal behind the website, and also that's the reason why I created the U.S. Convoy magnets as well for your car. It's just another way for people to get the word out and this, you know, about what's happening in general.
Well, that's really correct. And Shane, one of the things that I appreciate is that you're taking actions and you're giving your people who get to your website and all Americans the ability to take action. Now, on my website, I have a 26-point action plan, and if you follow it down, all of a sudden, you've got a dozen. You've got two dozen things. But what I tell all of my readers out there, and I give my website at the end of all my columns each day that I write, and I write two major columns a week, and then I write another three other columns that I do for other newspapers and news services, and that is you don't have to do all 26 points. You might just do the first one, or you might just do the 10th one. The big key here is work with your strengths. And I always say that Betsy Ross worked with her strengths. What did she do? She stitched the flag. Stitching the flag was literally as important and as a complement to writing the U.S. Constitution, because she used her talent, and John Adams used his talent, and Ben Franklin used his age and wisdom. And so here you are using your creativity and your wisdom and your compelling passion to make a difference, and certainly not only here just in Denver and across Colorado, but you're part of this great army of Americans. Now, what's happening, and how would you express or at least give us an idea of the current administration as far as the USA is being set up for another European Union-like community?
You know, there's – where do you start? There's – NAFTA is the starting block for everything. There's NAFTA super corridors being built currently. They're being privately financed.
Yes.
Nobody really has a vote on it. It's just happening.
Right.
There's free trade agreements going on with other countries. There's, for instance, the Peru free trade agreement. Not sure if you're familiar with that or heard about that just recently.
Oh, yes, I have. There's no question. We are literally being flooded over without consultation, pretty much like what happened in 1964 when Teddy Kennedy pushed the Immigration Reform Act that changed the immigration from 180,000 people per year from compatible countries and origins to a massive overload of 1 million per year from incompatible countries and all over the globe. And look what it's done to our country. And so here's the same thing happening with this North American Union, simply being shoved down our throats, and so many Americans don't even know about it.
Well, certainly, and there's really not a big push in the main media outlets to alert people to what's happening. You know, again, you just mentioned the borders being flooded. You know, there's another example of what's happening where we don't really have a say in it, and there's not much we can do in the meantime.
That's quite true, or it has been in the past. You know, one of the things we do enjoy right now, there are three men running and no women running on this particular ticket. But Duncan Hunter out of California, Ron Paul out of Texas, and certainly our own Tom Tancredo are running for president, and they would shut the borders down the day they got into office. That's a guaranteed fact. So we really do have some choices in this coming election to stop this invasion.
No, I think that's very important, because you're already seeing it now. The candidates that are already handpicked by the media is going to be Hillary Clinton and Obama, and
sure,
it will be Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney on the Republican side. I mean, those are already pre-picked and predetermined. I mean, and it's been reported on many, many times as those are the only faces that are ever flashed in front of the screen. So it's really up to people like us to get the word out about the other candidates and what they're about.
Boy, I couldn't agree with you more. Why do you think, or is it just simply an assumed fact, that the American public can just be led around by the nose, called the TV, and simply be drawn to the trough to drink a water, and the only drink is a Rudy Giuliani, or is a Mitt Romney, or is this lady called Clinton? I mean, are we that unaware, apathetic, or just plain stupid?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of those.
Okay, well, I'll give you a chance to come back with that one. Think about it in the next 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Shane Graper, and he is USConvoy.com. Right back with him on these comments. Thanks for joining us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us on Connecting the Dots. I'm talking with Shane Graper. He is the website originator, of course, of www.usconvoy, that's C-O-N-V-O-Y, usconvoy, all one word, .com. And he is yet another American that's out there taking action along with his wife and friends to make a difference. And if you have any other information needs, you can check with him at admin@usconvoy.com. And the goal here is, again, to create critical mass. In front of all great social change, there is a point called a tipping point where so many people are so angry, so frustrated, so activated, so motivated, so inspired that they band together and they change history. And that's what we're doing right here, very slowly and very surely, in the year of 2007. We have beaten the U.S. president. This Bush got beaten in June by, we killed the amnesty. He said, I'll see you at the signing. Guess what? No signing. You've got Dick Durbin and the Senate trying to just undermine the Constitution and sneak a DREAM Act with a bunch of amnesty into it, into a defense spending bill. We fought that down. NumbersUSA.com and all the other websites I talk about. Radio shows like this. I was on 12 radio shows just last week, a week ago, and I said my piece. I now speak on three other radio shows once a week. I was just on George Putnam yesterday. And so we're all doing this together. I just want you to understand that. You can't have only one man on a football team or one girl on a volleyball team do all the work. Everybody has got to get together. And that's what's happening. That's why I'm excited. So what do you think on this, Shane? Why does the media think that we can be simply plucked and that we're going to follow their lead and pick their chosen candidates, and why?
Well, you know, part of it is there has got to be a need or a want to know what's happening. So they're more and more putting it on the American citizen to research it, to find out, because they're just not going to bring it to you. And that's part of it. The other part of it is that a lot of this stuff, a lot of these agreements and all these accords are happening kind of under our noses and under their noses as well. You know, you've got the SPP, the Security Prosperity Partnership.
Correct.
That's a perfect example of an organization that's leading the way for this entire integration to happen. And there's nothing being reported about it.
There truly isn't anything being reported about it. But you and I both know, because we've researched this, and I've researched it and I've written about it in my columns, the consequences are beyond grave. They are dangerous. They are degrading. They will literally decapitate, if you will, the ability of the American worker to earn a decent living wage, thus throwing him into the same barrel as the average Mexican, and that is a barrel of poverty. Now, could you give us a little idea why you think these people who are running the SPP, GATT, NAFTA, CAFTA, the new Trans-Texas Corridor, are doing this to us? I mean, they're Americans, for God's sakes.
I can add to that. You were talking about the American wage, and if I can read a quote to you from the Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus from Montana.
By all means.
Regarding this Peru free trade, his quote is, "American workers and business deserve to know they're on a level playing field with our trading partners, and the stronger labor and environmental provisions now in the Peru free trade agreement strike a better balance." Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want a balance. I don't want a better balance. I want to be a country that's on top. I want to be a country that has the better wages, that has the better living conditions. And it's just like what you're talking about. And this is what the architects want. What they do is exactly what they have done in the European Union. If they can balance the economies, if they can balance the living conditions, and they can balance the equalities between the continents, then what they've effectively done is joined them, and there's not this imbalance that would happen if you were just to force everything to combine all at once.
In a nutshell, sir, you just nailed it down, and I'd say you nailed the nail on the coffin, because what that means in reality is simply we all get to lower the lake so that we can all be as poor together as everybody else. And one of the things that I have known and seen about socialism around the world is this. There are always those in gated communities and the higher-ups who do not allow themselves to be a part of the lowered lake, if you will, and the poverty. They simply live in higher places. To give you a metaphor for that, I traveled through Europe a summer ago on my bicycle and up the Rhine River. I got to see all those feudal castles. A lot of you have seen those things. I got to go in them. The feudal lords, of course, made all of the servants pay the taxes and food and so forth, and they lived high and mighty. And the serfs were down there at the bottom hoeing the fields and literally busting their tail feathers. And you're going to see the same thing happen. You will never see George Bush or his daughters or his wife or his friends hoeing the fields, so to speak. You'll never see them down there in the hordes of, you know, San Francisco, the chaos of Los Angeles, the nightmare that is now Phoenix, certainly the mess that's Houston, Chicago, and you name it, it's us. And that's what we're all facing. Shane, you have some great wisdom, sir. We're going to be right back with Shane Graper, folks, on the Connecting the Dots, and we're going to find out some more ideas from him on what we can do as American citizens to stop this invasion of our country. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us. Talking with Shane Graper out of Denver, Colorado. His website, please go see it, www.usconvoy.com, usconvoy.com. And my question is this. We got this SPP, Security Prosperity. It is deliberately moving toward dissolving our borders. What does that mean to you, and what do you think it means for your family?
Well, you know, what it means for me is exactly what you've hit on earlier. It means that my job that I currently have might just go ahead and move on out of this country and go somewhere else because it can be done for cheaper. It also might mean that they're just going to go ahead and tell me that they're going to go lower my wage because they can. It's going to be the living wage across all the continents. And what that means for my family is a pretty scary prospect in the fact that there's not going to be any more what would be so-called prosperity in this country. This won't be the land of dreams anymore.
It will not be the American dream ever again, as a matter of fact. That's the one thing. Now, Shane, one of the things that I don't understand is how come Americans got to this point where they have just simply abdicated their power as voters. And it was really funny. It was almost wild and weird to me that the GM workers were literally about cutting their throats as they picketed, because they didn't have much leverage in the first place. It was amazing to me that they picketed, because it's not, I mean, it's not like they got a lot of power right now, because Toyota, Nissan, Honda are all outselling American cars. And, I mean, they wouldn't mind to see GM and Ford and all the other places just collapse. So with that kind of reality, Maytag going over to Mexico, Hershey Chocolate going over to Mexico, Hoover Vacuum Cleaners going over to Mexico, American Flyer Little Red Wagons off to China, all of Walmart buys all of its stuff from third world countries and China, essentially. What is it the American people don't get that they're cutting their own throats as they go to a Walmart? What don't they understand about what's happening, and why don't they understand it?
Well, you know, I think there's, I hate to say it, but I think there's an incredible selfishness that has taken over this country. And I think that more people are concerned about themselves and what they have than what's good for the country or what's good for everybody. You know, it goes back to the $5 in the bowl experiment. You ask five people to grab for that $5 in $1 bills, and they will all go grab at it. And either one or a couple get some money, and some get none. Had they talked about it, had they thought about it for a minute, they all would have left with $5. That's the kind of thing that we're dealing with right now. And I think not only this administration, but I think certainly multinational corporations understand that and are exploiting it to the fullest right now.
And so we just play our cards right into the, would you call it a sociological trap, or would you call it an economic trap? Would you call it a cartel of multinationals and intellectuals that simply want to gather and gain the same kind of power that the old feudal kings did that lived in those big castles?
Well, it's certainly all about profit at this point and power. I mean, it's almost impossible now to leave a job. And the reason that's happening is because more and more people are depending on jobs, not just for the wage, but for the benefits. And certainly the corporations understand that if they provide a certain amount of benefits, it's just enough of a carrot or an incentive to keep you around. And you'll almost take any kind of wage, or you'll take almost any kind of abuse, not to lose that. And it's specifically if you have a family, or if you have anybody, a loved one or anybody that you're supporting with these benefits. What they're doing is they're creating an environment where you're dependent on them. And I think we're a product of that. It's right there. It's out there.
It really is. My probing question here is, why would fellow American citizens degrade their own, essentially, flesh and blood, if you will, fellow American citizens? If we come to a time when Andy of Mayberry and maybe RFD and Andy Taylor and Opie and Aunt B and all of, you know, all, Don Knotts, they all cared about each other. They were in community together, and they all worked together to help one another. Is it that money now reigns over the kind of stuff that I remember as a kid back in the 40s and 50s when I was growing up, that's now disappeared and is being transplanted by this power structure, this power paradigm that has no concern about American citizens anymore, even though it lives here, even though it operates here, even though it has its origins and strength here?
Well, yeah, I mean, you would certainly think they would give back a little to the people that made it possible for them to be where they are. But, you know, it's also a little bit more than just a profit or a power thing. I mean, you've got a political correctness movement that's at the other end of the spectrum there, they're kind of like polar opposites. You know, there's the profit motive, and then there's the political correct movement, and everyone else is stuck in the middle. And I think that's part of the problem, is that all of these things combined start to erode certainly people's trust, people's beliefs, and I don't think they really know what to do anymore sometimes.
I certainly agree with that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to give a call and ask a question of Shane, 1-800-313-9443, and we actually have Henry from Connecticut. Would you like to take a call from Henry from Connecticut, Shane?
Sure.
Yes, if we can have Henry from Connecticut, you have a question for Shane Graper, sir. Do we have Henry from Connecticut? I've got him on my billboard here, and it shows that there's Henry from Connecticut, and if you've got a question, bring it on. Well, I guess we don't have Henry, and so if anybody else has a question, I think Shane can give you some pretty good answers. Let's move along to free trade, which is clearing the way for the eventual world economic integration. Do you think that kind of an integration will work when you meld a third world country to a first world country? Or if it does work, how will it work? And if it won't work, why won't it work?
Well, we can see it with the European Union currently. It's not working. The whole idea between the economic integration is that you'll have economies that are stronger. They will be able to absorb the weak economies. It's the same theory between Canada, the U.S. will be able to absorb Mexico's economy. What we're seeing in the European Union, though, is that the weaker economies continue to get weaker because of the integration process. It's almost identical to what's happening here. You will have immigrants coming from the surrounding areas moving to England and taking those jobs, which is just killing the economies of the smaller countries that had horrible economies in the first place. So it hasn't helped anything in the European Union, and it certainly isn't going to help anything here. There's no indicators that show anybody that it has helped.
Well, and I can say, as a first-hand observer of that less than 20 months ago when I was in Europe, you know, the one thing that I have enjoyed through my travels is the slowness of 12 miles an hour on a bicycle. And as I traveled down from Norway and moved all through the European theater there, I got to see it firsthand. I saw the new immigrants piling up on the rocks, if you will, and they're piling up in Holland. And in fact, Holland right now is having such a tragedy on the immigration front. They're actually going after illegal aliens who have infiltrated, and they're now paying legal immigrants to go back to their own countries. Same as Sarkozy has done there in France, because France is now turning into a two different cultures, two different languages society, along with Belgium. Belgium is pretty much trashed, and certainly the same thing is happening in Sweden and Norway, and very much so in England. Why do you think that's happening there, and we see it happening here with the Reconquista, with the Mexicans starting to really plant their flags all over our country, certainly the state of Colorado? I saw one of the classrooms just this last week here in Denver where I used to teach school. The teacher was teaching in Spanish. There was an American flag, and honest to gosh, there's the Mexican flag right next to it. And then just this week, there was a gal down in Georgia who was an immigrant. She had a Mexican flag, and she was from Peru, in fact. And she had an American flag upside down to show a disrespect. How do we think we're going to be able to survive that kind of multicultural, essentially, hatred for our own country with those who are here?
You know, I don't... This country could... I believe that this country can survive it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's given the opportunity to survive it. That's the issue right now. But I can give you a perfect example of kind of what's happening with reporting and statistics and economies and whatever's been in the news. There was a press release today that the economy looked better. It looked like it was going to be about 3.8% for job growth.
Right.
And that was adjusted down only because of extra trade, mind you. but it looked like it was going to be at 3.8%. And they kept pounding the fact that that's great news because it tells us that the housing market is a segmented area, and that the loans and the subprime failure and banks going bankrupt, it's a good thing for us. But what I need people to ask themselves is, if the job market looks so good and the housing market is so bad, does that tell you the kind of people that are losing jobs? Does that tell you where they're coming from? And I'll spell it out for you. The people that are losing the jobs because of this housing market are the illegal immigrants. That's why the economy still looks good, and that's why the job market still looks good.
Wow. Now, what's the downturn there as far as the illegal aliens losing their jobs? Is it good or bad?
Well, as we all know, it looks great on paper, like the news organizations like to point out, but the downside is that while they're technically not entitled to benefits, they're getting benefits, and we know they're getting benefits. And in addition to all the benefits that they already get when they get here, it's a drain on everyone else's income.
Well, you're coming out of the construction trades. We had a guest on earlier this week, and Jim Haas talked about the trades out there in Los Angeles 20 years ago when he left, and he talked about the fact that the Mexican illegals came over, they paid under the table, no taxation whatsoever, no FICA, no nothing. I mean, no Social Security. I mean, all under the table, cash on the barrelhead, and they then undercut all the trades, and pretty soon it was all Mexican working groups, electrics, drywall, cement and asphalt, you name it. They took over, and they were very racist, he said. And if they took over, any Mexican-American, any black American, any white American could just might as well give up and get gone because there was no chance to get a job. What do you see happening here in Colorado that also facilitates that kind of a consequence that happened over there and is now happening and is kind of complete in Los Angeles?
It already happened here. I mean, I've been out of construction now for close to 10 years.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, I mean, I was a carpenter, and carpentry used to be a skilled trade. And just like you mentioned electrical, you know, where are the inspectors? I mean, there used to be inspectors out on the job site, and you had to have licensed people doing these things. And I just can't believe that we've gotten to a point where now they can get away with building houses without these licenses.
Well, it's called third world momentum, and I've called it that because third world momentum is a definition of it is corruption becomes a mechanism by which a third world country operates, and all the people that live in a third world country inculcate that kind of corruption, and then when they come to our country, they simply express it, and so then as they take over in the sectors, then they simply start using the mordida, which is the bribe, the bite, the bribe, and you have a downgrading of standards, and then you have a downgrading of quality, and then you have a downgrading of the result, of the product. And anyone can appreciate that that's what's happening certainly here in Colorado. And also, at the same time, our working poor and our middle class are being literally displaced from their own jobs.
Oh, it's absolutely true. It's, you know, it's jobs Americans aren't doing anymore.
Yeah, and isn't that something? Now, recent economic news regarding the credit and loan breakdown suggests that the integration process is being hurried. Could you give us some points on that?
You know, that goes to, if anybody pays attention to what Alan Greenspan's been saying about how he just wasn't aware how that this was going to happen, that we would see this kind of credit problem or loan problem in the future, the way they were handing out loans. You also read about the U.S. dollar reaching all-time lows against other currencies and reaching parity with the Canadian dollar. These things don't happen by accident. They knew this was going to happen. They might have even set it in motion. That's my suggestion, is that we're being hurried into this integration, and it's going to happen almost overnight without anybody really having any say about what goes on. But all I have to say is for people to pay attention and look at what's happening out there, because I would venture to guess that relatively soon we're going to see the proposition for the integration of our economies, Mexico, Canada, and the U.S.
Well, that takes my breath away, and of course it saddens me to no end. And as we see more outsourcing, more insourcing, offshoring, we're going to see the fading of the United States of America into the twilight of its life. And we're going to also see the fading of the American dream. And I'm one of those who has lived it quite well. And because I have seen the other side of the American dream, places like India and China and Mexico, there's a great sadness in my heart. And we'll be right back with Shane, and we're going to talk about his website before we go and what it means and what you can do. Thank you very much for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. I was hoping for more callers tonight, but we'll get you next time. See you back here in just a few seconds. Thanks for joining us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutrition minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Graper, sir. Oh, we lost Kevin. Do we have Henry? A quick comment from Henry in Connecticut. Okay.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello, hello?
Oh, Henry, you have a quick comment? We're just in the last couple minutes of the program.
Yes, what I was saying about this stuff with the immigration, what you guys are mentioning, is that they got to stop the nonsense in this country to think that we should keep having some constant competitiveness in the job market against its own people and against its own nation and its own race of people and its own people. And we are the people, the Danish don't believe that, some of the Germans don't even. They try to protect their own economic base and standard of living and make sure they have employment for their own people in an economic sense, not whether they struggle hard to build character and morality like these a-holes that you got here that are older in this country. I mean very old, you know, in the 80s that are running things. And we need to have not just stop the type of immigration that we got, but we need to also have protection for our own economic base and not think it's good for Americans to be constantly struggling, competitive, but for the sake of some philosophical, spiritual, or other type of ideological nonsense, because those European countries, as well as South Australia, New Zealand, and some others, they don't think the way they don't think like the old idiots we got running us here do.
Henry, you just gave me one heck of an idea for a national op-ed. Why should we have our own leaders creating an unfair competition against our own citizens and our own
country.
Right,
exactly. And they think it's good for them. All they talk about is morals and character. I'm sick of that S-H-I-T. I'm not going to say the word. I know we're on the air.
I'm sick of that whole
S-H-I-T mindset of that older crap generation running this country, and everything is either something about character, morality, and work hard for the soul and all that. Those European countries don't think that way, not just morally with the sexual attitude with the, compared to this country to them. But I'm talking about their own protection, their own economic base, their own education stuff, et cetera. Whether they're socialists or not, I think they'd be that way if they had anarchy over there. You know what anarchy
understood.
Is? No government at all.
Henry, I got to jump off the air here and
okay.
give a few moments to Shane at the last, but thank you for joining us, and that's
okay,
a heck of a comment. Watch for one of my columns. I'm going to write about that. Shane, could you give us some ideas of what we're going to see when we get to usconvoy.com?
Well, you know, basically it's just set up as I explained. It's an information hub for people. They can read headlines on the latest that's affecting their sovereignty, that's affecting this country. They can also scroll down just a little bit, and they will see the U.S. Convoy emblem. They will see the magnet on cars, and it's real easy. All they have to do is click on one of those pictures or click on the emblem, and that will take you to the order process. And if you want to show that you're aware, if you want to show that you know what's going on, you can get one of these magnets, put it on your car, and get one for your friends so that they can tell their friends and hopefully spread the word a little bit faster.
Well, if I can and if I may, you may go to my website and take anything off my action notation. You'll see what you can do on the tab, and take anything you want and make that a part of yours, because that action sheet has 26 opportunities for American citizens to take actions across the nation. So I invite you to use that and make your website even more dynamic, because the more you empower Americans, the more they can take actions, not only individually but collectively. Shane Graper, thank you very much for you and your family joining us tonight here on Connecting the Dots. And God bless and Godspeed to you. And I just love your website, usconvoy.com. Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and I'll be off to Washington, D.C. this weekend to give some speeches and attend some conferences and to see my brother and his new bride and see Bob and Kay Stewart. Looking forward to it. And we'll be right back here next Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night, Godspeed, and God bless.
It's true.